Final segment here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here. Going to wrap it up with some phone calls. Great stuff with Jim Leonard a moment ago. If you missed it, get it on the Browns mobile app or clevelandbrowns.com later today. Also want to take time out to give a quick little shout-out to two players on the Browns. Miles Austin and Andrew Hawkins surprised 300 kids today with gifts at the Walton School. It was an unbelievable moment, part of the Browns Give 10 program, and they did a great job there. So tip of the cap to those two receivers, Miles Austin and Andrew Hawkins, for, again, surprising 300 kids with gifts at the Walton School. The Browns do a lot of great stuff in this community, and that's just another example of it with two players there. All right, let's go back to the phones, 216-578-0850. I believe we've got Ronald in Cleveland. Ronald, welcome to the show. Joe in Naples. Joe. Hey, Joe. Joe in Cleveland? All right, so nobody wants to talk
just
to us anymore.
You, bro.
It's just me and you, man.
Let's bring it home.
After that, after we
can have Jim
after we said we didn't
on.
Appreciate some of the calls. Yeah, I mean, we'll have a fake caller call up. But you know what? Obviously, listen, that game was disappointing. I think everybody in the city is disappointed. I think everybody is frustrated about how they've lost three in a row, 7-7. But this is a team that has an opportunity to have a season in which a non-losing season. Need to win one of the last two to achieve that 8-8. They can have a winning season by winning both 9-7. You know, play the spoiler role for the Baltimore Ravens in that final game in Baltimore. If they beat Baltimore, they'll have split with everybody in the division, which is something that's good.
Yes,
that's what
it
you
is.
Need. You know, that's at least the baseline you need to be able to win your division.
And also two of those actually coming on the road as well. So two division road wins would be huge.
Would be huge, yeah. You can say, so next time you go into Cincinnati, you know what you can do there. Next time you go into Baltimore there and dominated Pittsburgh for the second half of that game in Pittsburgh. Obviously not enough, a little bit too little too late there. But this was a game that was bad, and I think everybody wants to just, you know, kind of jump on that bandwagon. Everything is horrible, blah, blah, blah. I don't think so. Everybody needs to kind of, in my opinion, just take a little bit of a breath. This is not the game that the players, the coaches, the organization wanted. Nobody wanted this game to happen this way. And now you're going to see how you can respond with a little bit of adversity. And I think that's something very interesting that Jim Leonard said. You're going to find out about the guys in this locker room now when what you thought you were playing for has been taken away from you and how you respond to that. And I think this is where you can identify some of the guys who really are going to be key pieces of this team going forward.
That is so true. And again, I just want to share one quick story. I was out in my one season out with the San Francisco 49ers, and they were bad for so long. And we had an opportunity to finish the season at 8-8. And you want to talk about some of the guys that in the locker room that had been there 3, 4, 5, 6 years and never had a winning season. For them getting to 8-8, so I mean, again, in Joe Hayden's eyes, I'm sure this is a disappointment as he wanted to make his mark and continue his great play in the playoffs. Same for Joe Thomas. Same for a lot of these guys that have been here doing it. But for in some ways, mentally, they're going to be okay with what a step this was in the right direction for the organization. To not essentially look at your season and say, total failure, total disappointment, finished in the bottom quarter of the league. And that's what's at stake right now is the pride associated with each of their position coaches. And also, too, I think leave an impression, you know, on your fans and your coaches one more time. And for those, again, the top paid guys, as we heard T. West talk about earlier, they're going to be here. We know they are in most cases. But for those other middle-of-the-road guys or that bottom third of the roster, they're going to continue to have to prove themselves, whether it's here in Cleveland or somewhere else, that they deserve to be in the NFL. And that's what's at stake. And if enough of those guys have that mentality, they'll go put their best foot forward and put out a great effort in these last two and prove they deserve to play in the NFL and are representing the Cleveland Browns the way a Northeast Ohio resident or a Cleveland Browns fan would want.
All right, it's good time. We got a call for you, Matt. Tim in Tuscarawas has a coaching question for you.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Matt, listen, guys. I got a question for Matt, first of all, and then I want to make a quick comment. But first, my question is, man, when you're down here and there on that pro team, how is it or how can it, and is it not up to the coaching staff itself to get that team up and prepared like last week? Now my comment quickly. I'll tell you what, guys, I'm getting sick and tired of the haters out there. They've been out there the whole time, and like you referred to earlier, it's the same ones that call in. Mainly they just hate Johnny. They're down on the team, but they're mainly down on Johnny, and they have been the whole season. And I don't know what the reason is, and I don't want to speculate. The other thing is I disagree with that veteran quarterback that called in this morning. that said, Johnny don't have an arm. Let's put him and Brian on the zero-yard line and see how far they can throw. Your comments will be welcome.
All right, thank you. Your coaching, at this point in the football season, I would say 25% of the motivation comes from the coaches, and the other 75% comes from the players, the leaders. And also, too, I think what was at stake in this football game should be motivation enough. That carrot was still there going into Cincinnati, and you can't expect. And that's what the hard part about being a coach is: Coach Pettine or Coach Tressel coming up with the new speech, trying to pitch you, you know, on why you should play hard or pitch you on what's at stake. You know, this is your profession. You are very aware, and so I think that this doesn't completely fall on the coaches from a motivation standpoint. I'm being critical of these coaches because of the game planning going in, and then also too the reaction after that game plan fell flat on its face, not changing it throughout.
No question. And as far as arm strength, Johnny Manziel does have a better arm, but you can have a better arm, and if you don't utilize proper footwork, it doesn't matter. You need to be able to step in the football and drive it. Yes, you got to be able to do that. So we're going to certainly work on I think that is something he will be working on. Want to thank the good folks out here at the Discount Drug Mart in Brunswick Hills. We had a great time out here. Great hospitality. Jim Leonard's still here for a few more minutes signing autographs. Thanks to Jim Leonard. Thanks to Terrence West. Thanks, of course, to my main man, Matt Wilhelm.
Yeah.
My dog, Lindsay, for setting all this up for us as well. Holla. Yes. We'll be back tomorrow with more Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Stay tuned for the Golden Boys.